from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You know, players need to honor their contracts. They need to honor their contracts, honor their contracts. Do NFL teams honor their contracts? Do they honor the player contracts? They will ship your ass out in a heartbeat. Who's honoring the contract? Players not performing, guess what? You're getting cut.
Well,
you know,
the so Niners, for example, did that with Dre Greenlaw this year. They're honoring his contract and as he's rehabbing. And no, it's again, there's guaranteed money in there. And then they did it also with Eric Armstead when he got hurt for, I think, two straight years.
But it doesn't happen all the time.
No, those two examples, it's because of the
guarantees. I'm talking about the NFL as a whole. The NFL as a whole. You know, they don't always honor contracts. So why do these players got to honor contracts? Like, what are we doing here? It works both ways, folks.
That I
agree
with.
Come on, man. It works both ways. But if you want to side with management on this one, then that's fine. I don't care. Now, at this point, a lot of people are calling in saying, we're not worried about losing Ayuk. So you know what? If the season does get off to a hairy start, which I think the Niners will still build, I still believe they'll be pretty good this year, even without Brandon Ayuk. With that said, I don't want to lose Brandon Ayuk. And if they do struggle, what I don't want to hear is, damn, we got rid of Brandon Ayuk. Man, we need him. No. Stand on what you say. Stand on it.
I think on 3rd-and-11 in the fourth quarter, week 1, they're trailing by 5. We're going to want to have Ayuk as an option to throw to. I think almost all Niner fans, when pressed with that, yes, they're going to want that. Absolutely.
Let's go to, we'll go to Art in San Jose. We're going to go down the line here. Art in San Jose, what's happening?
How you doing?
Doing all right.
I'm a first time caller. My whole thing is when I've been listening to this, everyone's worried about Ayuk. We have Juwan Jennings. Why don't we just move him into the slot and have Deebo on the other side? And we got two monsters on each end.
All right. Let's do it.
Well, Jennings has looked really good in practice this year, and they're very different receivers. He's much more physical in terms of Juwan Jennings. I don't know if necessarily he's as silky a route runner, and we will see if that's what they end up having to do. I mean, we're going to have to see it. And then you're going to probably spread the ball around to some of the other players a little more. Would they, you know, with a healthy McCaffrey, would they split him out wide to try to offset some of the production from Ayuk? That's something I don't know.
Richard Sherman, what is this on his podcast? What's his, the name of his podcast? Richard Sherman spoke about the Ayuk situation, and I heard it's really, really good. So I'm going to play this here. Here, I'll play it, and then we'll attribute his podcast on the other side.
It just doesn't seem like it's going to have that happy ending. It's going to have one of those endings that just leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth, and it's nobody's fault. Brandon did everything he's supposed to do. He played well. He's a great teammate, great person, great individual, great everything. San Francisco has done right by him, been a good organization, put good teammates around him, kept great structure, not a lot of volatility in terms of the coaching staff or you know, the front office. It's been pretty consistent from both sides. But at the end of the day, We knew this point would come for the San Francisco 49ers. You can't pay everyone.
So he believes it's not going to be a happy ending. How can you make this ending happy? How can we please everybody? What's the compensation? What are you getting back? It just feels like you didn't move him before the NFL draft and you played yourself. You could have bought, now, you did get Ricky Pearsall. You have, a built-in replacement. We'll see about Ricky Pearsall. Right now, he's out with a shoulder injury. I heard he looks good. I heard he could beat man coverage, but he's not on the field a lot. So I don't know. I really don't know about Ricky Pearsall. I hope he balls out, but also had PTSD from all these failed wide receiving draft picks. And we could go all down the list, going all the way back to Rashawn Woods. There's a litany of wide receivers that have not panned out in San Francisco. And you finally get one to pop, a guy who was in the doghouse. And so what does it look like without him? Boy, I don't know. I don't know, but not a happy ending. I did not see this coming. I did not see it coming. I'm sorry.
You can't pay everyone is the part we've all talked about for how long? Ever since Purdy's emergence, it feels like we've been talking about, like, well, once they pay Purdy, you can't keep everyone. It's like now it's coming. It's all coming to a head. And whether they get Ayuk, I mean, it feels very bleak, but whether they get Ayuk done now, this team is going to look different, and that's just football. But specifically, they're going to have to make premature decisions on certain rosters. And you already saw with Eric Armstead, they were like, hey, we don't think you're worth the $17 million this year, or whatever the exact number was guaranteed. And so it's tough. You can't pay everyone. And that is one thing that I think is, I guess this is a good and a bad thing. They're so good, they have a lot of really good players. They're so good at developing. You have a random, a D'Amon or Lenore, an Aaron Banks, all these other guys that are in line to get paid as well as Ayuk. And you do have to make tough decisions. You know, it does suck.
Let's go to David in Denver, Colorado. David, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Hey, Vontae, I'm just curious, man. Like, the intensity that you're coming with in terms of the Ayuk support, like, I'm genuinely curious. Like, is it that you got a problem with, like, the system of, like, the, like, management or whatnot? Because it seems off base to me, man. Like,
it seems off base that I want to see a player get paid who performed at a high level. Just one of our players who we drafted.
But I don't hear a lot of Niners fans, and I talk to a lot. I don't hear him saying he shouldn't get paid. I don't hear him saying that we don't need him. But this dude's walking around acting like he's the man.
David, I'm going to let you finish. Have you not heard our callers today? Have you not heard people over the last 6 weeks saying, and you may be talking to fans that say, yeah, Ayuk's really good, he should get paid. But a lot of people are saying he should just take the 26 and shut the hell up, or that he's being a distraction. And I don't see that. I see a guy who held in, who came here on good faith, who met with the organization during the offseason. Remember that? They met with John Lynch. He took time out of his summer to meet with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and Parag Morante, obviously to try to get a deal done. He wants to be here. So that's why I'm defending the player, because I understand this league can be over in one play. We just watched a receiver dock with these guys getting their heads knocked in, kicked in. Kirk Cousins tore his Achilles last year or whatever it was and lost the season. So, yeah, I want to see Brandon Ayuk get paid, and I don't want to see Brandon Ayuk leave.
And I don't either, and that's the thing.
So what's your problem then? What's your problem then, David?
Is he the man on this team? Is he the man?
They have a bunch of men on this team that make this offense go.
Is he Jerry Rice on this team?
There's nobody who's Jerry Rice. He's the best wide receiver on this football team. Is he not? Is he not the X wide receiver on this football team?
Yeah, I think he is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, but going back to the you can't pay everyone, they paid Debo. And at that time, the Debo contract made a lot of sense, given everything Debo meant to the team in terms of running and as a wide receiver. And then obviously acquiring Christian McCaffrey kind of changed the dynamic of how the team flows. And if CMC is out for a prolonged period, you are going to change the team again.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to have Brandon Ayuk.
There's no doubt about that.
I mean,
that.
This CMC injury could not have come at a worse time.
Right. There's no doubt about
because
that.
Because if I'm running the team, I'm now envisioning, like, look, I like Jordan Mason. I've been pounding the table for Jordan to get more touches. But in no world do I think that Jordan Mason, and maybe he proves me wrong, but in no world do I feel like, we just plug in Jordan Mason. You get the same production as CMC. I love Shanahan, and his system's awesome, but CMC is a first ballot Hall of Fame talent type of a player.
So when I think about CMC, and I did a hit with Edmonton yesterday, it's like, man, CMC this, and I said, the reason why I think Jordan Mason really doesn't touch the field or Elijah Mitchell doesn't touch the field, and we never even talk about it. We never even talk about it. Not only is he a great wide receiver, he's a great runner between the tackles, outside the tackles, but third down blitz pickups as a pass blocker. Now, I know people don't want to talk blocking. I don't pay you to block. Blocking is a very important part of football. If you don't block, you don't get yards. It's simple. You don't block, your quarterback gets smacked. So I don't know why people scoff at blocking so much when we bring up Brandon Ayuk run blocking, but one of the most valuable assets of Christian McCaffrey is picking up blitzes on third down in the backfield. Jordan Mason, I watch. Boy, he struggles in that department. Now, maybe he gets better this season. Maybe Elijah Mitchell gets better this season. Maybe Matt Breida gets better this season in terms of pass blocking on blitz pickups. When you got to stay in and pick up a blitz for your quarterback to have that time to throw, that's the difference between, ask the Atlanta Falcons, who had Kyle Shanahan as the offensive coordinator. Devontae Freeman had to be in on a third down to pick up a blitz against Hightower with the New England Patriots. Tevin Coleman got hurt in that football game late in the third quarter. He was usually third down back, a guy who could pick up the blitz and pass protect very, very well. Well, Devontae Freeman did not make a block. Matt Ryan gets hit for a sack fumble, and that's the difference between winning the Super Bowl because Taylor Gabriel's running wide open down the field and losing a Super Bowl.
I mean, Steve Young and Lawrence Phillips and Aeneas Williams,
exactly.
Right? Like, that's, you say those three names all in succession, and we all know exactly what we're talking about. I always think about the Frank Gore block for Colin Kaepernick against Green Bay, in Green Bay, where he ran on whatever, third and 10 or whatever. Yep. It was one of the great blitz pickups of all time. No, you're 100% correct. And then, like, your point about the receivers all getting hurt. And there's a moment where Justin Jefferson fights back to get back from, like, a 6 or 7 week absence. And I had him in fantasy last year, and we're all frustrated. Like, what is going on? You know, first time he's ever been hurt in his life, he said, going back to high school. Like, never been hurt. He comes back, and in the first half of the first game, after fighting to come back, he stretches over the middle, catches a sweet pass, and gets blasted by, I believe it was a Raider, in fact, number one,
yeah,
the safety number one. Gets blasted in the back, and then he's like coughing up blood.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, why is he out? Chest injury, why is he out?
And he's in a hospital.
And it wasn't some, like, dramatic hit. It was a total accident. Same thing happened to Debo in the Cleveland game, where I just don't think we understand, like, this game, like, literally every single play can be your last. No,
absolutely. Let's go to who's been on hold the longest. Let's go to Chambry in Arizona. Long time no talk, Chambry. What's happening?
Yeah, man. Thanks for taking the call. I've been trying to bite my tongue through this whole thing. So I'll just say this real quick before I get to my main part. I mean, everyone is saying you know, that Ayuk is this, this, and that. But the dude tried to negotiate a deal before the market became the market. So whether we agree with the money or not, I mean, that stuff's irrelevant. The dude tried to handle business.
Yep.
Not once up until this offseason have we even heard a peep from him in any negative way when he's been in the doghouse. I mean, we lose the Super Bowl. He's in tears crying because that's how much this game means to him. Most importantly, that's how much this team means to him. And so for me, the most aggravating thing, I mean, that I think would be idiotic, whether we trade him or whatever winds up happening, is you got an option to basically have him play on this fifth year. And why can't we turn it into like a franchise tag and somehow finagle some money and come up with another 10 to 14 million and then negotiate that deal in this offseason after you move some other players. But what's going to piss me off is essentially in that draft for that first round, and stay with me here, we're going to basically be 0-for-4 on players, right? Because we had an opportunity to get Tristan Wirfs, who was my number one guy. We traded back, and then we end up getting Kinlaw. So you're 0-for-2 there. But in that pick for Kinlaw, you also had C.D. Lamb there available with you. And so then when you trade back up to go get Ayuk, because he's the player you believe he is, that's like saying that you can plug and play any quarterback in the system because it's a Shanahan system, and we've seen that, and we haven't seen it at the level that Brock's done it. You can plug and play any of the receivers that we drafted, but ain't none of them taking it to the level with the route running skill set that Ayuk has. So I realize that this ain't a Justin Jefferson offense, but when everyone points out, we saw how this offense looked with just Ayuk when Deebo and Trent Williams were out. Well, guess what? You already know Shanahan's stubbornness makes the game plan around Deebo, and the dude doesn't adjust. So you're asking a coach who's stubborn and doesn't adjust and builds a game plan around one player that when you have two guys out, now you're going to feature a wide receiver that you've kind of had a rocky relationship with. That's all I got to say, gentlemen.
Hell of a call, Chambry. Hell of a call. Made a lot of good points. Made a lot of good points. A lot of points I agree with. That's what's been lost in everything, is that Ayuk did try to handle business with the Niners brass multiple times. He tried. Now, it's not his duty or his job to worry about what the cap looks like. He's got to worry about what he looks like and what he does for this team. The cap is where the cap is. Now, Kyle Kami said it yesterday, and, you know, we all look at the cap. You can get it done. Obviously, you're going to have long-term ramifications, maybe not with Brock Purdy, but other players. But if you want to keep Ayuk here, who I think is one of your 10 best football players on this team, is $1 million really going to hurt the 49ers? I look at it the other way. We keep saying, come on, Ayuk, what's $1 million? Well, what's $1 million for the organization?
Well,
they're a billion-dollar organization. This is a billion-dollar owner.
But you can only spend $250 million or whatever the number is this year on players in this year. I agree with your overall sentiment. Like, a mil here or there shouldn't be the end-all, be-all. But I just wonder how much this plays into it. Like, well, if we cave in on Ayuk, I mean, what's the next guy going to do to us? Like, that is what organizations, whether it's sports or not, they do think about stuff like that. And I don't know how much that's into it or not. I don't know. Like, I'm always like, if you really like the person, like, you do the best you can to kind of bring them back.
I agree with that. Here's Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.